Welcome back to The Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest just returned from the Aspen Ideas Festival. No, they're not high-end policymakers or best-selling authors or directors of a think tank. Nope, even better. It's a group of kids from Wendell Phillips High School in Bronzeville. They had won a challenge sponsored by the Aspen Institute for a concept called Tactics. It stands for Teens and Cops Together in Chicago Successfully. The kids teamed up with Chicago police officers to design a series of workshops for both officers and high school students to build trust and a culture of understanding, to learn how to talk to each other. The goal is to take these workshops to other schools and areas in Chicago and to even work on legislation in Springfield. Like I said, the team brought this idea to the Aspen Ideas Festival last month, and they are in studio tonight to tell us how it all went. Sean Waite is a Phillips junior, going to be a junior, right, Sean?
Yep.
Thanks for being here. Trayvon Walker is also going to be a junior at Phillips. Trayvon, thanks for being here.
Yep.
Also, Corinne Durrett, she's one of the two Aspen team coaches and instructor at Phillips Academy. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
And also, Chicago police officer Steve Bush. Officer Bush, pleasure. Thanks for being here.
Hi, Justin.
All right, so let's get into it, you guys. First off, I've never been to Aspen. Is it nice? Is it a nice town?
It was beautiful, man. Like, my first impression, it just kind of breathtaking. Of course, you know, just scenery, beautiful.
Yeah,
simple
right?
as that.
I wanted to stay. I ain't wanted to come back at this point. I liked it, the mountains, the views. It was wonderful to me. I like to see something new. So
right. Yeah. I know. It sounds wonderful.
Yeah.
All right, so let's talk about this. Let's talk about Tactics. That's why you're here. Tactics, which is Teens and Cops Together in Chicago Successfully. Let me ask you guys, why is there a need for this? Why is there a need for teens and cops to get together and, like it says, Teens and Cops Together in Chicago Successfully?
Me personally, I believe it needs the reason why Tactics needs to be here is because basically, I'm sure everybody here, you live in Chicago. You know, you obviously see the tension that goes on between police officers and especially black minorities. And it's not like how it used to be. You know, what happened to the respect, what happened to the love, that feel, you know, the police officer being your next father almost or next mother, you know.
Or mentor.
So, like, me personally, I feel like, you know, this needs to happen because although – yeah, we don't necessarily have to have them love them, right? You know, but we got to have them respect each other because at the end of the day, they're still here to protect us. And that's pretty much it. We got to respect them.
And I would think from the same point, Officer Bush, you could say that probably goes both ways.
Absolutely. You want the bond to be as high as possible between people in every situation, right? So once we establish a bit of trust, you know, break the ice, so to speak, how can that not help?
Right.
In our situation or in any situation where people have to come together.
And there's something to be said about the idea of having relationships with police officers so that if you're in any situation, whether you're pulled over or you're there to help with a crime, whatever it might be, there's already an acquaintance level. There's the fact that you know people. Corinne, I want to bring you in as well. When the kids talk this way about wanting to develop a new relationship of respect with police officers. What's your role in putting all this together?
So myself and Gabrielle Benoit, we're both coaches. So we got the challenge from the Aspen Institute and put a group of kids together. Actually, half of the team is pretty much a boys swim team. So I knew they had good work ethic. But they actually chose this challenge themselves. So they were presented with a lot of different things that they could pick from, and they chose this one. And they don't know, but when they told us that's what they wanted to focus on initially, the two of us were kind of like, ooh, this is going to be hard. You know, if we want to win, guys. But I think it was really cool that they created a space to build a better community. And I think that that's what this relationship will bring about, or has the potential to bring about if, you know, if both parties are working hard, which it seems, at least in Bronzeville, that is happening right now. The level of support that the officers have given and that the students have shown, the level of interest that students have shown has been really inspiring.
And I want to get to how you went about this and also what you accomplished by putting together the workshops. Sean, when the challenges are put in front of you from the Aspen Institute, why was this one that was especially important for you to get involved in?
The reason why I feel like it was so important, me personally, when I was growing up, I never really had a relationship with the police officers. Like, I never hated them, but then I never really liked them either, you know. It was kind of neutral. But it wasn't until, you know, I heard about two of my friends actually had gotten murdered. I don't want to say murdered, you know. They police brutality, you know, the whole get-go, everything, and they ended up dying in a police interaction. And since then, again, I didn't really feel any type of way about it because, again, I wasn't really into the news and such as that. So, yeah, I didn't really think much about it at the time. But when I grew up, you know, and I heard this come about, I was like, oh, so I actually do have some type of connection with this. Let me see if I can change it to prevent that. Mm-hmm. That's just how I feel about it.
Draymond, what about you? What was it about this challenge that grabbed your attention?
Well, for me, growing up on the south side of Chicago, it was more like the police was your enemy. And for me to see that, this helped me bring a better relationship and see what's, like, how they is going, how they go through the police thing. And it was an upcoming thing for me because just for me to learn and to see, like, they have a life, too. They have a family, and they want to make it home every night. Mm-hmm. And they have things to go through every night, too. So it was hard, but it was a good thing to go through.
Officer Bush, listening to the kids talk and to hear things like when I was growing up, the Chicago police were the enemy or I didn't think much of them. I mean, what kind of reaction do you have to that as an officer on the force?
Well, I guess there's two reactions. You can kind of numb up and just get through the day, right? But last Friday, I celebrated my 20th anniversary.
Congratulations.
As a Chicago police officer.
Congrats.
So who wants to do that for 20 years, you know? And meeting young people like Sean and Trayvon, it gets you a little inspired to want to do a little bit about it. So it's as simple as that.
Yeah.
And they initially reached out to us at a BEAT meeting, which is a community meeting, neighbors and police getting together on the BEAT once a month. And these young people approached us at a BEAT meeting on their own time. So I decided on my own personal time, I guess I need to reach out to them and let's see where this goes.
And let's do this. Let's take a break so we stay on time tonight. But I want to get into the details of that because I would assume that that would be something unique mm-hmm. to have teenagers coming to the BEAT meeting and wanting to talk to you on their own time. In studio tonight, Sean Waite, Trayvon Walker, Corinne Durrett, and Chicago Police Officer Steve Bush. Talking about tactics, teens and cops together in Chicago successfully. A group of kids from Wendell Phillips High School brought this concept to the Aspen Ideas Festival. We'll talk about the festival and all that coming up as well here in the Download. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Coffin. We got a full studio tonight. Chicago Police Officer Steve Bush is with us. Also, Corinne Durrett. She's one of two coaches for the Wendell Phillips Academy High School team that came up with a concept that was sponsored by the Aspen Institute called Tactics. Stands for Teens and Cops Together in Chicago Successfully. Two of the kids are in studio, juniors at Phillips, Sean Waite, Trayvon Walker. We talked right before the break about the idea of you guys coming to the BEAT meeting to talk to police officers. Talk us through that. Is that where you guys decided to start this project to say, all right, let's reach out to police officers. Let's go to the CAPS meeting. Let's get the ball rolling.
Well, at first I did not know what a BEAT meeting was.
Really?
I did not. So for me to go there, it was like I didn't know. But once I got the concept of it, it was like people wanted to get their problems done up in their community mm-hmm. and wanted to see a change. So it was wonderful for me. But to talk to the police officers there, it was hard because I'm not like that people person. So it was more like a get to know them and yeah. get their number and see if they want to come to, like, some of our workshops that we have created.
I was going to say, they didn't just, like, show up and say hi. So before we went, we were talking about, okay, we need to figure out ways to quantify this. How can we get data from this project? So we said we need to survey students, we need to survey police officers, but where can we find a lot of police officers?
Right.
So I said, I heard something about a BEAT meeting or a CAPS meeting or something like that. So we all Googled it together. And before we went, they made a survey and we took tablets in there. But it was, you know, they had a plan when they went in. And by the end of the meeting, I think they shook every single officer's hand,
yep.
introduced themselves, wrote down numbers. I mean, at this point, they I don't even know how many officers' numbers you guys have in your phones.
Yeah, it's terrible.
It's not terrible.
For me, kind of, again, touching on what they were saying, it was a bit surprising at first. Again, I didn't know anything about BEAT meetings either, same as Trayvon. I mean, but when I got the idea of it and when they started explaining it to us, you know, I thought about it. You know, it's kind of the same thing like a town hall, so it shouldn't be that hard. it was a lot better than my initial plan. I was going to call 911 and say, hey, can you get some police officers down here? I need to get a couple numbers.
I didn't know about that plan.
that's why you're a good team coach, right?
When we went, it was a good vibe and everything. We got the police officers that were pretty nice. You know, we got a couple that didn't want to participate, and then we did have those who did. And, you know, I'm thankful for those who did, especially Mr. Bush. He was there since the beginning, and, you know,
our number one supporter.
Yeah.
Well, Officer Bush, let me ask you. I mean, being at running CAPS meetings and BEATS meetings and have the kids show up in this form, what was your first reaction to it? Were you surprised at the interaction or that the kids wanted to come out to this?
Sure. Pleasantly surprised. At first, we were like, well, you don't see this every day. And then Corrine's so young looking. I just thought there was a lot of young people interested in our little BEAT meeting. But, you know, you're like, well, how could that be? And, they introduced themselves and, you know, getting to know Sean and Trayvon. You know, Sean spoken about some of his hardship situations growing up involving police. And look at him now. He's reaching out to us. I don't think noble is overstating what we can credit Sean with being, you know, at this point. And Trayvon as well, I've gotten to know him. He's handled some hardships that I didn't have to growing up. So, it's easy to take someone up on the offer when they reach out first, like these young people did. That was them. It wasn't me. So I took them up on it initially because they reached out to me. So I said, well, we'll see what this is about. And so I got involved in some workshops at Phillips High School. And truth be told, I kept going because it was personally uplifting. It really was.
Really? So tell me about the workshops. Talk about what happens in the workshops. What makes them special?
So pretty much the way it works is we survey students in our school. That's what we started off with. We handed out about, 140 surveys? And we got 40 yeses. Just enough for us to have our first workshop.
What was the question on the survey?
The first one was, do you trust the police?
Scale 1 to 10.
Yeah.
How much do you know your rights?
If you wanted to
attend one of our workshops.
So you got enough for the survey, but let's talk about that first, that 1 to 10. What was that number? I mean, was it overwhelmingly, did the kids trust the police?
I'll talk on that. Pretty much from the surveys that we handed out in the beginning, over 50% of the students ranked their trust for police officers lower than a 5 on a 1 to 10 scale, you know, 10 being the most and 1 being the least. And, of course, we found that data outrageous. So we had to change it around, and that's what the workshops come into play.
All right, so let's talk about the workshop. So what happens in the workshop?
Well, the workshop itself is a 2-week process. We have three sets of students, and they get broken up into the different workshops. First one is focused on icebreakers and skits. It's pretty much just to get the kids used to the environment, let them see who they're going to be working with for this next process.
Yeah.
The second one is working on knowing your rights and do's and don'ts in certain scenarios with police officers.
So in the workshops, are police officers present?
Yes.
So the idea is you're working through, you're doing skits with police officers?
Yes.
Sounds like a good old Saturday Night Live, right?
Yeah. We've got a couple videos on it. Actually, if you want, check out our Facebook page. They should be posted up on there at Team Tactics. Follow us on Facebook.
All right, we'll put it up. So you have that. And then the police officers, Officer Bush, you work together with letting the kids know their rights and understanding what to do in certain situations?
What that is like, teens get to know their rights. So if they get pulled over by a police officer, they wouldn't have to go out, like, just call them names and all that and ask them why did they pull them over. They can actually just ask them for a valid reason, like, why did you pull me over or what did I do this time?
And
This time.
Yeah, that's pretty much the second one.
Corrine, let me bring you in here. I mean, putting this together, I mean, the idea of being sensitive to the idea that you want to be able to represent the kids, but you also want to respect the police officer involved. Mm-hmm. How difficult was it to get the kids and the police officers in the right space to communicate with each other?
I would say they did the work of getting the people in the space, so it wasn't hard for me. I would say the difficult part for me came when they were making the curriculum for the workshops, because I'm a teacher.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, what are you going to do for the first 5 minutes? And then what's going to be your hook and what's going to be your exit ticket, right? So I'm over here thinking logistically
about
how
the
this
presentation,
is
going.
Exactly.
Right,
how
right.
is this going to
work? A teacher at the time.
And so myself and Gabby, we had to kind of back off a little bit and let them do it. And after each workshop they did, you know, we sat and we were like, okay, what could have gone better? What went well, right? So I think that especially at the icebreakers and those types of activities, those went really well. And then they had another workshop where they were talking about, like, more difficult, meaty things where they brought up some discussion topics. Yeah, like Q&A, like, is what's happening right now appropriate, right? So that was difficult for me to stay out of and kind of let them control that space and not let my own opinions.
Was the idea of the third part of that workshop, was it the idea to get real?
That was kind of the end goal, you know. Yes, we're still trying to get kids to respect them, but why not have them get a personal relationship? Mm-hmm. So that's kind of where the kids can go talk to a police officer. Hey, can I get your number? You mind if we join the Explorers Club? Or just to touch a little bit on that, the Explorers Club is another police-led program, which me and Trey Vons are actually members of in our at our local police station, which is actually on, 51st and Wentworth?
Yeah.
With that, you know, we get to step in the shoes of police officers. We go and on trips with them. It was just all that. Yeah, we also participated in peer jury meetings in which we were given the task of coming up with age-appropriate sanctions for teens who committed crimes. It was actually kind of fun, you know, having that power and being able to...
Bad cop.
You know, bad cop, good cop stuff. It was kind of fun.
Let's do this. Let's take a break, and we'll get an update on tonight's news. Sean Waite, Trayvon Walker, Corinne Durrett, and Steve Bush, Officer Steve Bush, in studio tonight. We're talking about tactics, teens and cops together in Chicago successfully. It was taken to the Aspen Ideas Festival, this workshop and curriculum. And when we come back, I want to talk about the Aspen Festival, how it went, and what you learned from doing that. And also, you know, we'll talk about how you can take what you guys learned in getting police and teenagers to talk to each other to other communities. It's a download here on 720 WGN. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me tonight, Sean Waite, Trayvon Walker, Corinne Durrett, and Officer Steve Bush. We are talking about tactics, teens and cops together in Chicago successfully, an idea sponsored by the Aspen Institute from teenagers at Phillips High School in Chicago who really wanted to reach out and be able to create a dialogue to better understand and improve the relationship and communication between teenagers and police officers in and around Phillips High School in Bronzeville. You guys took it to the Aspen Ideas Festival. Before we get to how that went, Officer Bush, I want to bring you in. How difficult was it for you to be a part of the workshops when the kids had pointed questions or wanted to talk about their relationship with the police? Was it something that you expected to happen? I mean, did the icebreakers help in the way that everyone seemed to be more respectful in those kind of conversations?
Oh, sure. And it was fun. My job was to enjoy it and have fun. Sean, Trayvon, Corinne, they did the organizing. They did the leading. I was just having some fun with icebreakers. Some team building, communication skills.
What did you learn?
Well, you know what I've learned, and I am learning that things are getting better in the city of Chicago. And, for instance, Phillips High School is the state football champion. Look what Sean and Trayvon are doing in their school. I can look back 10 years ago, those kind of things were not happening at Phillips High School. And in particular, you know, just going about what I've been experienced in. So I enjoyed it. I think the hardest part was just getting up because I kind of work late. and they get the credit for doing all the work. I was glad to be a part of it. And like I mentioned earlier, it was an uplifting experience. So I really looked forward to the meetings as things got rolling.
Shaw, what did you learn? And Trayvon, having the experience to do icebreakers with police officers, to hear your classmates and others talk about the issues, what did you learn about yourselves and your relationships with the police?
I learned personally about myself that I'm pretty much good at leading. I don't want to, you know, seem all cocky and everything, but I feel like with me being the president of our group and having to lead our group into, you know, the right direction every time, I felt that was a pretty uplifting thing, too. Things I learned about the people is I learned how sometimes some people don't even want to better themselves, and most people just go with what's going on with the group, the trend that's going on.
Yeah.
And that, like, sparked my mind crazy because I was like, wait, like, wow, like, people aren't as individual as they try and make themselves to be. You know, they feed off others' input, and that in and of itself is kind of scary. And that's something I learned. But, you know, once you get the ball rolling, that momentum going, it's kind of hard to stop it. And that's what we're going to keep going through. Because, like, with us, we got the ball rolling when it first came to us, stepping foot in that first beat meeting. And ever since then, we just been keep moving. That's kind of our motto almost, you know.
Gotta keep moving.
Yeah, gotta keep moving pretty much.
Trayvon, for you, what did you learn? And I'll also ask the question, you know, when you talk about getting the ball rolling, do you feel that tactics has made an impact at Phillips? Do you think that a lot of your classmates look at their relationship with the police differently?
Well, first, what I learned was that it was a fun experience. For me to be the designer, I designed the logo for our team.
Said with a big smile.
Yeah. It was a long logo, so it's hard to make. It was fun just to see that how some of our classmates wanted to do this and how they can inspire the other ones. Because over the weeks of our workshops, we had more students to come. Mm-hmm. So it was some students that said no, but they still came.
Yep.
So we just let them come in, and it was fun.
Did it have an impact, you think, on your classmates?
Yes, because now we got students, our classmates, coming up to us in the hallways, like, when is our next workshop?
Yep.
They're making it cool now.
Pretty much.
Well, let's talk about Aspen. All right, so you guys went there. I mean, the Aspen Ideas Festival, you know, usually, like I said at the top, you know, a lot of think tank and policy experts and people in the audience. You kids get up there in front of them and give them your workshop. First of all, tell us how it went over and what you learned from presenting this to people in Aspen.
Well, what I learned from presenting is that no matter what you is and how much power you got, we all the same. And for me to go to the Aspen Ideas Festival, it was fun because I get to see a lot of things. I was talking to the Secret Service people that was there, so yeah.
For me, something that I learned is that people, I guess when you get older, you know, the saying goes, you hear less but you talk more. That's not always true. At the Ideas Festival, I felt like we got our message out pretty deep. You know, people understood what we were about and what we were trying to do. Let me just specify, you know, this isn't just in the Brownsville community. We're trying to reach all the way out to all throughout Chicago and hopefully all across the nation. Like, we're going global. And none of that. Like, we gave our curriculum to the Brownsville Community Action Council, which is another local community organization in the Brownsville community. And we hope that they can take our curriculum and take it to other schools. So far, I don't believe they have yet. But we personally, we've been throwing our own.
You guys had to, both of you guys had to buy in. Officer
all Bush,
you had to
it's,
buy
it's
in.
Eight.
All eight of you.
It's
I mean,
eight.
But you had
that's
to buy into this relationship.
Yeah.
You had to go to the BEAT meeting and to buy in. As you try to expand this and bring it to different communities in Chicago, there has to be buy in.
Yep.
The kids want to have to come to the BEAT meeting, and the police officers have to be open to having those conversations and relationship. Are you optimistic that your curriculum can easily be brought to another community the way it thrived in yours?
That's one thing that we tried to focus on the most when we were making our curriculum, is trying to make it as bland, not bland, but
generic,
as versatile
as
possible. You know, trying to make sure that as long as you have a room and some time aside, you can do whatever. Icebreakers don't depend on anything. You know, you can easily come up with a couple scenarios and have them make a skit about it. Just as long as you have a room, time, and police officers on your side and some students that's, they don't even have to be willing, you know, just some students, it's going to work. And that's what we focused on the most.
Corinne, I want to bring you in as we start to wrap up here. You as someone who is one of the coaches, mm-hmm. what did you learn from this experience, being a third party, if you will, mm-hmm. to watch the kids interact with the police officers and build this curriculum?
Yeah. So for me, I'm not from Chicago. I'm from Virginia. So it's really interesting to me to dig into a community. So in Chicago, right? I hadn't been to community meetings before. I didn't have a ton of ties here, but I feel more connected to Brownsville because of these guys. And I think one of the most interesting things about the whole thing was when we spoke to a few officers before we did all of this, they said that they really are only in contact with teenagers if something negative happens, right? And then the teenagers said that they didn't really trust police officers because they felt like they only had contact with police officers when there was something negative happening. So I think that the fact that they created a space, like a proactive space instead of a reactive one, right, where you can bring things in and then see where that grows, like that's how you build community rather than a whole bunch of people reacting to one another.
Right.
So that's, I would say, what I learned.
Officer Bush, you know, as you mentioned, you're celebrating your 20th anniversary in the force. Has that always been the case? I mean, has it always been a reactive relationship with teenagers in Chicago, more than proactive?
I suppose in some of the higher crime neighborhoods where we're just bouncing around like pinballs, you know, responding to calls. So you're constantly dealing with a specific problem, a specific situation, and maybe there just isn't enough time, you know, to walk the beat. So sure, there's room for improvement. And these young adults here and Corinne, their teacher, they're working hard, but they're also creating some inspiration. And what I'm taking away from all this is that there are a lot of needs in the city of Chicago. But maybe what it boils down to, the number one need is inspiration, you know, for people to believe that there's something to look forward to, something better. And these two young adults here are examples of people who have decided to do something and better the situation and inspire others around them, more importantly.
Police Officer Steve Bush, a Chicago police officer. Also, Corinne Durrett, she's one of the two coaches for the team from Phillips High School who came up with the idea. Tactics stands for Teens and Cops Together in Chicago Successfully. They look to take that curriculum and workshop citywide, nationwide, global, cool. As they mentioned. Sean Waite and Trayvon Walker are two of the members of that team from Phillips High School. I can't thank you guys enough for coming in here and talking to them about the project, and congratulations on its success.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.